Invented in 1937, this device converts compressed air from diving tanks into a breathable form and delivers it to the diver via a mouthpiece. And that means, once you've taken the plunge, you can breathe easy. The two main parts of a diving regulator are called stages. Computerized tools transform a piece of brass into the first stage housing. They carve a cavity and holes for attaching hoses and other components. A blade cuts the part to size. Then a drill creates a space for the pressure reduction valve. This end also gets holes for more attachments. Another tool sculpts the side to reduce the weight of the part. Sliced in two, this is how the first stage housing looks inside. After it's been chrome plated, they insert plugs for the holes that will later be used for attaching gauges, hoses, and other parts. The fitting that connects the regulator to the scuba tank goes into a holding device, while the technician assembles a special valve for keeping salt water out. He fits a piston onto the end of a spring and then slips the assembly through a hole to confirm it's the right size. He installs a filter on the other end of the spring. Now he inserts the valve in the fitting. He secures it with this rubber ring, pressing it into a groove in the fitting. The valve appears to be firmly entrenched. He presses it to confirm it operates correctly. And he pumps water into a bunch of these fittings to confirm the valves inside are indeed watertight. He attaches a rubber cover and a chrome-plated yoke to the fitting. Then installs this assembly in the housing, using a long-handled socket wrench to get the right torque. This yoke swivels to give the diver some flexibility in attaching it to the diving tank. He now assembles a crucial component, the high-pressure reduction valve. Installed inside the first stage housing, it converts high-pressure air to medium pressure. He caps the yoke with a knob, then inserts a pressure-sensing mechanism at one end of the first stage housing. He covers it with a rubber membrane. As the diver inhales, this membrane will trigger the valve to release more air. The diving regulator's first stage is now complete. He just needs to calibrate the pressure reduction valve inside. He hooks it up to compressed air and adjusts the valve so it reduces air pressure to a precise level. He immerses it in water to test for air leaks. There are a few bubbles from plunging it underwater, but nothing that would indicate a problem. They now move on to the diving regulator's second stage, which will convert the medium pressure air from the first stage to a breathable level. The diver's breathing will trigger this diaphragm to open the air valve. He attaches a protective cover, and he's ready to install the second stage valve. After he inserts it in the second stage housing, the technician makes an initial adjustment. Then, using a special tool, he precisely calibrates the valve. He removed the diaphragm for the last steps, so he reinstalls it. Then it's over to a guy with an ear for the job. As air is pumped into the second stage, he listens for hisses that would indicate a leak. Satisfied there are none, he hooks the regulator up to a device that simulates breathing and measures the effort required to inhale. If it checks out, they link the two stages with a hose, and this diving regulator is now equipped to handle the pressure.